Hello again, my friend. Welcome back to another episode of Personality First, Then Tech. I am your host, Dr. Daphne Phillip. Hi, today we are going to talk about how to start setting up your small business. And doing that, are you making these five mistakes? When you start a small business, there's a great deal to learn. You'll master your craft through trial and error. There are many mistakes people make when getting started. Here are the five biggest mistakes so you can avoid making them and speed up your learning curve. I did them. Charging too little. When you first get started, you may feel like you're living your best life ever. You're getting paid to do what you love on your own terms. As a result, many new independent contractors charge too little for their services. You may also charge less than you were to secure more clients. This isn't a good long-term strategy. The sooner you start charging what you're worth, the better off you are. There are three important steps that will help you set your rate, right? Number one, examine your expenses and understand what you need to earn to break even. Number two, research what other services providers are charging. Go see what your competitor are doing. Number three, review your unique skills and talents and the value you provide. Then set your rates accordingly. If at first you don't feel confident in your skills, offer more value. As you gain confidence, charging what you're worth will start to feel more and more normal and easy for you to do. Next one is taking every job that comes your way. That was me. You'll be excited to get new clients and you line them all up. One mistake people make is that they take on every single job offer that comes their way. The result is that you get too busy. Plus, you might end up taking on work or clients that aren't appropriate for you, and that's the worst. When you get started, clearly define what services you offer, what services you don't. Learn how to set clear boundaries when clients who ask too much and for clients who ask too little. Look at your schedule and determine how much work you can take on at a given time and stick to it. Believe you me, it will help you out. Next mistake is burning out very quickly. The first casualty of any small business is work-life balance. You're trying to do everything you can to get your business off the ground. You want to be available to your clients 24/7. The result is that you forget to take time for yourself and you burn out. Be sure to put some leisure time and family time into your busy schedule. Define your work time versus your non-work time and please stick to it. Turn off notification and resist the urge to check email during your off hours. That's very important. And don't forget why you're doing the business to begin with. You either gonna go on your favorite vacation or you're gonna pay a debt. But at the same token, please create time to live. Don't create your worst job. Because what happens with small business people, they create their worst job. They become their worst boss. So be careful. That's very important. That's why I stopped that. I started at that, doing that myself 24/7, and then it didn't feel like fun. So I paused and rework my schedule to make sure I have friend time, family time, exercise time to make sure that I enjoy what it is that I'm doing because I'm doing this for me. The next big mistake is forgetting to do your marketing. That's another one. Of course, some of us are not natural born marketers, and that's the skill you have to learn. Once your business gets off to the ground, you get enough work to fill your schedule. This is great. But it leads many new independent contractors like yourself to forget an important task, marketing. Your marketing takes time to build. When the work dries up and you need to get new clients fast, your marketing won't be placed and you'll have to start from scratch. Since it takes time to work on your marketing, start at the beginning. And devote a set amount of time each day to build those streams of content writing, connecting with your clients, even when you're very busy with work. Okay, so that's important. That's the one that you see. You don't see me a lot. If people don't know you, they won't buy from you. They won't look for you. So that's a skill I'm learning. I'm getting better and better and better at it. I needed to get a mentor for myself to make sure that I was doing that, because that's the area in my business that I needed a team to help me with. The next one is avoiding long-term planning. This is a business. Like a business owner, you need to think ahead of what it is that you want. Where will you be a month from now, a year from now, 10 years from now? Sit down and do that. Even when you get busy, don't forget to devote some time to strategize for long-term planning. You need to know where you're going so you can grow. So the long-term planning is also an opportunity for you to look at your numbers, how much money is going out and how much money is coming in, so that way you could figure out what people call the sweet spot, where if you know if you spend that much money in ads or if you interact with this many people, it will going to bring you this much money. Because don't forget, we're in business to serve our people. Just always remember that. The money comes really when you're providing excellent service and value to your people. You're solving problems and efficiently and quickly, so that people can't not even see a world without you in it. So that's what you want to do. Now, if you continue to listen to me and you want to learn more, I attached the link where you could register for my web class that's coming up on November the 11th at 6 p.m. Eastern time. I wanted to do it so my people in different time zones will be able to catch it. So don't forget to click the link and register for the course. And I will definitely see you on Thursday the 11th at 6 p.m. Eastern time. Thank you for joining me today and listening to this episode of Personality First, Then Tech. As a podcast newbie, I am well aware of the many other shows you could have been listening to other than me. Hopefully, what I share with you today resonated with you and will help you on your journey. If this episode helps you today, then be sure to share it with someone else you know that would need the information. Our mission will only be achieved when we share with others what has helped us. I want to help you apply the success principles in your journey to converting your teaching skills, experience, personalities, and knowledge into a money-making enterprise. I hope you can help me further by sharing this podcast to build our tribe of educators who desire to earn more money and more time. It's hard for me to share over audio, so if this is something your colleagues need, then click the link to subscribe to the podcast. Thanks again for tuning in. I'm here with you, my friend. Please click the button to share this episode with a friend.